sky just ahead of the bell. Any time now.
That's the sound of an air cannon throwing a pumpkin nearly a mile at the World Championship Pumpkin Chucking Association's annual event last year. Here's the scene. Massive cannon, three-story-high steel and timber frame machinery. Teams of men and women checking and rechecking every detail. A palpable tension in the air. This November, tens of thousands will again head for a frozen field in Delaware to watch more than 100 of these massive machines throw fruit into the sky. It turns out New Hampshire has some top teams in the sport. And yes, those who do it consider it a sport.
This started in 1986 in Delaware. It's grown to NASCAR size now. First weekend in November every year.
That's Brian LeBrie of Nashua-based Team American Chunker. Their claim to fame is a 5-ton air cannon. But there are all kinds of machinery used in chunking.
They're all a very interesting class, and they all have their own personalities. There's probably 6 to 7 different classes, from torsion machines to catapults to trebuchets to air cannons to human-powered machines to centrifugal machines. Any way you can think to toss, launch, or throw a pumpkin, this is the event for it.
Pumpkin chunking at this level is every bit as technical as NASCAR, tactical and brutal as football, and requires the back team the size of a Major League Baseball club.
When you go to Delaware, there's 115 teams on the firing line, and it's a mile long, the firing line. And it starts at one end of the day, and it finishes at the other. And the longest shot overall wins the entire contest out of 3 days. You have 3 opportunities, 1 per day, to win.
You just get that one shot each day.
One shot each day, yep.
Team American Chunker has come a long way in a short time. Last November, their second year in the competition, their machine threw a pumpkin 4,325 feet, coming within 4 feet of the championship.
It might as well have been a mile. It was devastating beyond the word. If you knew the effort and the sweat and the blood that went into this.
Jay Goodell, another New Hampshire chunker, says there are upwards of 60 people that head down each year with his team's 2 machines, Launchness Monster and Chunk Norris.
What do you think the attraction is?
Yeah, I don't know. Everyone seems to... Surprising how recognizable these things are these days, just in that if people see a big kind of medieval-looking thing, they just assume it's a catapult for throwing pumpkins. I was surprised at how natural that seems to people these days. I don't know if it's this area or, because it made it to TV or any of that stuff, but people didn't seem to question the absurdity of that.
Goodell and his team have been perfecting their trebuchet for 4 years now. Although they lack the ultimate distance of the massive air cannon class, he says he finds the medieval devices fascinating. Launchness is 35 feet tall, 40 feet long, and 30 feet wide.
Pumpkin!
Hands up.
So what type of person spends hundreds of hours and thousands of dollars for the chance to get 3 shots at throwing a pumpkin on a frozen cornfield in Delaware? Brian LeBrie says it takes plenty of attention to detail, a committed team, and strategy.
And what we do is we have a projector and slides, and we review a lot of stuff. And it's very similar to Bill Belichick reviewing film every Monday morning after the game.
Not everyone that competes is so obsessed. In fact, Jay Goodell says part of the attraction for many chunkers and spectators is the atmosphere, something akin to a fish concert.
I mean, it is kind of, one big party in some ways. I mean, it's a lot of hard work and it's a lot of, time and money and that stuff. But it's a very social, camaraderie type thing.
This event has people's personalities involved in it. It has great teams. It has a whole different, it has guys that are serious like us, and it has guys that are just down there to have a good time and drink a few beers. And it has everything in between.
The reason for doing this obviously isn't just to throw a pumpkin really far. There's got to be something else to it.
It's really to show folks coast to coast, that if you want something bad enough and you want to keep working at it, you can do it in a relatively short amount of time.
There's no financial incentive whatsoever. You can't, no prize money. Everything they take in and they make down there goes to charity, which is nice. And I actually like kind of the competition and that, the structure of that there, because I think it's a good thing just to have it, solely for bragging rights.
Both Brian and Jay will be heading down to the Pumpkin Chunking World Championships in November. You can see highlights of that event Thanksgiving evening on the Science Channel. And you can see a slideshow of some of the machinery right now at nhpr.org.